If you're hanging out in the studio with us, like Don and John, you know exactly why Brandy sings that song, and we don't.
That's right. Well, I don't know. I thought I sounded great. I had my headphones on. I couldn't hear myself singing, but they could.
Which is why you sounded fantastic.
Was that good, guys? Was that good?
Yeah, it sounded awesome. Better with the headphones on, I'm sure. Yes.
Poor Brandy's rolling over in her grave, and she's not even dead.
No, Brandy loves us. I'm sure she would giggle extraordinarily loud if she heard us sing our song. The Story, it's the title track from her most recent release. It's Friday morning. June 22nd, you're with Jenny and Blake.
We took the studio back over, back from Bonnaroo, and Don and John in the studio, and you guys aren't alone this week, which is kind of nice.
Right, that's right. It's nice to see you guys back in here. We're not quite as nervous as we were last week. I never run the board before. So I didn't even know what
it's
that
scary
meant,
when he's pushing buttons.
So what movies are we talking about this week?
Well, our first movie this week, like about half the movies made in the last 20 years, is based on a Stephen King story.
Nice.
And boy, he really cranks it out, doesn't he? He puts the pro in prolific. So much to the point that I think he gave up naming his stories. Now he just numbers them. This one, 1,408.
I think it's actually 1408, John.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Give me a key to room number 1,408. Yeah, it works better as 1408. And it stars, it is a Stephen King movie. It stars John Cusack, and he's looking for evidence of the paranormal and ghosts in haunted hotels.
Yeah.
Of course, he can pretty much disprove anything until he comes across room 1408, which is in a hotel that's run by Samuel L. Jackson. So here's a clip of Samuel telling John the history of the room.
Gerald Olin, manager of the Dolphin.
I can just get the key to 1408.
In the 95 years of the hotel's existence, there have been 56 deaths in 1408.
56.
No one's ever lasted more than an hour. The first victims to Kevin O'Malley.
Cut his own throat.
Do not stay in that room.
Are there any snakes in this room?
I think that might be a
good old bomb.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, as you can probably guess, John does stay in room 1408, and strange things start to happen, and then it turns into freaky things, and then life-altering things, because the room doesn't want to let him go, unless, of course, he's dead.
Oh,
yeah.
Newsflash here, though. Not all Stephen King stories make great movies, am I right? But this one probably better than most, mostly because John Cusack, like you said,
he is
amazing. I mean, he's not standing in the front yard with the boombox over his head playing
Peter Gabriel.
But
so good.
He is in about half the movie completely by himself, acting completely by himself, and I think they do that brilliantly. It is really intense, but it gets kind of crazy for me. I mean, I like the more subtle stuff. You know, like early in the movie, every once in a while, the clock radio comes on for no reason, and it's always playing the same song, you know, like the radio set to KRQ or something. I mean, it's it's terrifying, but
thanks for plugging another radio station.
Oh, that was perfect.
But then, like, the walls start bleeding and stuff, and for me, you know, that's just too much for me. And plus, the story gets really confusing in parts of it. Don and I actually still arguing over what the ending of the movie was.
But if you're into creepy movies, this does have a high creepy factor. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate 1408 a yellow.
So if you like scary movies, Blake likes scary movies.
Love
I do
scary
not.
Movies.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Jenny. These aren't my favorite kind of movies, but it's all right.
It's intense, but it's not as scary as, say, like The Reaping was, which we talked about a little while ago.
Oh,
so,
that's
but
right.
You probably still like
Snakes
it.
In a Room.
Snakes in a Room. Now that would be creepy.
And the movie is PG-13, so it doesn't get as scary as you think it might.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, exactly.
PG-13, really?
Yep, it is. Yeah.
It's still pretty intense. There's just,
you should not
some
make
words.
I wonder, what 13, is it good for, do you think a 13-year-old should go see this movie?
No, probably not.
Right.
No.
Yeah, they should have gone with R and just, did it right.
Yeah.
Threw a few more select words in there. That's all they had to do.
Right.
Now, the next one does actually have snakes, and that's Evan Almighty, and as far as I'm concerned, it's Evan Alrighty. That's all you need to know, right?
Well, Morgan Freeman, from Bruce Almighty, he's back as God in Evan Almighty, except for this time he has a mission for Steve Carell. And if you remember him from the first movie, he was a newscaster. He's so good at that. But now he's been elected as a congressman, so his life is really, really hectic. Well, it gets way more hectic, though, when God shows up and tells him what he needs to do.
Ugh.
Who are you? I'm God.
You're God?
Yes. And I want you, Evan Baxter, to build an ark.
Okay, you know what? This conversation is a little thing I like to call over. But I gotta get going, because frankly, I have an ark to build. Busy, busy, busy. Nice meeting you. Take care.
Yeah, and you know, you would think people would believe a guy that says, hey, I got a message from God, especially if a bunch of animals are following him around, mm-hmm. and suddenly he grows long gray hair and a beard. It is kind of strange, but no one does believe him, so he has to keep the faith and build that ark so he can save everybody.
Yeah, like the woman next to me screamed out maybe a dozen times, this is hilarious.
That wasn't me, by the way.
Don was screaming, can you shut her up? But, now, I didn't think it was all that funny. You know, it's the really silly over the top type comedy in this, but still it's pretty funny, and it's got John Goodman as well and Morgan Freeman, who I think is amazing, mm-hmm. with those two guys.
He's the perfect God.
Yeah. He is.
I think he really is God.
I wouldn't doubt it. God's an actor. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah.
He just has such a presence. His lines are so good in this. And surprisingly, even though the story is really silly, I really like the story. I mean, there are some genuine feel-good moments in this. So some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, and then plenty of funny parts, too. And it is good for the whole family. This one you can take everybody to. So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Evan Almighty a green.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What's that
movie rated?
It's PG.
PG.
Yeah.
PG.
So the whole family can go and see it.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And we're going to be at Elcom Theater tonight asking people what they thought of this movie. So if you want to tell us, go to the 720 showing tonight and stop by and be in our TV show.
And your TV show is tomorrow on the CW.
That's right. 12:30 on the afternoons on the CW, thanks to Marshall Stuhlers. And also tomorrow we're giving away a lot of tickets to the advanced screening of Transformers. If people are interested.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
Is that open next weekend?
It's actually July 3rd.
July 3rd.
For the July 4th thing. Yeah.
I'll swap you some for 4th of July tickets if we can.
Okay, sure.
Work something
out. Absolutely.
That's perfect. All right, great. Don and John with our movie night traffic light. Thanks so much for joining us. All the details, you can log on to their website through our website, 929themountain.com.
Coming up, we'll have our Studio C playback this morning. It's an encore presentation of Switchfoot just ahead.